Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 186 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the topic details. And my anchor scripture for today is going to be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. I'll read from the King James Version. It says, and I read, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in it. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So what are we learning from this scripture? Details. Actually, there are many things you can learn from this scripture. This scripture alone is multiple podcasts. But the thing I want to focus on today is to do according to all that is written therein. All. Not some. All. What am I trying to highlight today? What I'm trying to highlight is the importance of paying attention to details. Many people do not pay attention to details. Details matter. The God that we serve pays attention to details. Like for example, when you read through certain parts of the Old Testament, like, oh, rules for building the temple, for doing this, for doing that in the temple. Many people think that, oh, this is stuff from back in the day, I don't need it. God is just showing us how detail-oriented he is. Noah, when God told him to build an ark, God gave him a lot of detail. He had to obey those details, like literally obey down to the letter, for that ark to have held up. Many people don't obey details. They don't follow details. Especially in the world we live in today. These days, you see kids, you see adults, just happy with a sloppy job. They don't pay attention to the details. Doing detailed work requires focus and concentration. But many people are not willing to give that level of effort these days. Because the thing is, unfortunately, I feel like one big cause of this whole tech social media thing. I'm not saying those things are wrong, but too much of it. Because these days, people cannot focus for extended time periods. So they don't pay attention to details. Moses in the Bible, God gave him instructions on what to do with the rock. He didn't obey God completely. He didn't pay attention to details. He missed the boat. He couldn't enter the promised land anymore. Saul, he was given specific instructions of what to do with the Amalekites. He did not pay attention to details. He missed the boat as well. He lost his kingship after that. You need to learn to pay attention to details. Like the woman, the widow of the sons of the prophets, that they almost took her sons. Elijah gave her some very specific instructions. Either Elijah gave some very specific instructions. She had to follow each step exactly as prescribed to get the miracle. Paying attention to details. Many people don't pay attention to details. I'm telling you, it's a bigger problem than you'd imagine. Even Abraham, the original instruction God gave him is, get out of your country, get out of your kindred to a land that I will show you. Abraham obeyed most of those instructions. He just didn't obey all of it. Details. He took Lot with him. He wasn't supposed to take Lot with him. Details. I'm telling you this. A person that does excellent work is a person that pays attention to what? Details. Many people do not pay attention to details. Right? If for you to fully and properly obey God, you need to pay attention to details. For you to fully and properly learn the word of God, you need to pay attention to details. That's why the Bible says that you should meditate on the word of God. Meditation will cause you to think through what you've just read so that you can capture those details. There's this statement that I've heard that when you read the word of God, you skim the surface. But when you study, you discover the treasure. You discover the treasure when you pay attention to what? Details. So I'm just encouraging you today, be a detail-oriented person, not just in the things of God, but just in the way you handle your life. Right, many people just go through their lives aloof and oblivious. They don't go through the fine print of their lives. And then they notice that they keep getting in one trouble or the other. No, just pay attention to details. It's very important to God. It's very important in the kingdom of God. Now, one detail of your life you need to pay attention to, if you have not done so, is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you today, if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for each and every one of us that you please give us the grace to pay attention to details. Help us to not be those people that just rush through things. No, give us the grace to obey things exactly as you've told us to. Many times in the Bible, you give exact instructions. As long as those exact instructions were obeyed, the blessing was triggered. So help us to exactly obey what you've told us to do. Give us the grace not to be people that obey 99% and ignore the 1%, because that 1% is important. Help us to do all of it, not some of it. And Lord, for those that have just given their lives to you, strengthen them to do your will. And Father, may your name be exalted in our lives. Please bless our week, bless the works of our hands, cover us with your blood, and give us victory over our enemies. In Jesus' name, amen. So for those that have said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you things you can do to grow in your walk with God. Number two, find a Bible, a translation you understand. For many people, the New Living Translation is very understandable. Read it, meditate on it, do what it says. Make it a daily habit. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then finally, find a Bible-believing church to fellowship with other believers. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they preach things that are inconsistent with the Word of God. That's not where you want to be. Find a Bible-believing church, a place where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted Word of God. As you do so, the Lord will bless you. Until next time, have a wonderful week ahead. Shalom.